Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management and by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso history with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are we on the radio? Golly, we are. And it's
just
a second.
Talking away.
Yeah, just going a mile a minute. Hey, well, anyway, it's the start of the El Paso History Show second hour, and we got a history moment for you produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And her history moment today is about a very famous Cunandeta who actually was in El Paso for a while.
Vicente of Caborra, Teresita Urrea a Mestizo, and a legendary healer of northern Mexico, had thousands of followers who called her the Saint of Caborra. Her sympathies for the Yaquis and other indigenous people inspired uprisings against a corrupt Mexican government. While living in El Paso Segundo Barrio, local newspapers portrayed Teresita as a Mexican Joan of Arc, a revolutionary, and a healer of the poor. Catholic officials called her a heretic, and after death threats by Mexican government sympathizers, Teresita left El Paso in 1898 to tour the United States performing miracles and promoting her revolutionary causes. In 1906, Teresita died in Clifton, Arizona at the age of 33. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
I'm amazed that Bernie could play the violin
Yeah, he's pretty talented.
Wow, he's got all the instruments going back in the background there.
Yeah, he can play a tambourine.
Good for you. That was it. And that's basically your history moment, and that's the Alliance there on Facebook, right?
That's right. And she worked with the Tahamani Indians also, so.
Makes sense.
Yes.
But you talk about Facebook.
Oh, we want to talk. Well, we got the El Paso History Alliance, so if you've got any questions on history or involvement there, you can give Bernie Sargent a call at 915-581-7920. And you can also mention these wonderful people over there at Facebook page in El Paso.
Remember
in El Paso Win. That one name always
Remember
in El Paso Win.
It's a weird name, but it works.
I know.
It works.
It's a tongue twister.
But they got a lot of people.
Oh, I know. They got tons of people. They know it much better than I do. And Barbara Givenbaney is the head of all those people over there, and they do a great job of great archives and pictures and stories and news stories and history, you name it.
And
get
got
over
other,
there
other people that worked with her, Nick Prime,
mm-hmm.
We always make jokes about Prime,
P-R-I-M. Prime time.
I met his cousin Optimus and all
yes,
that
Optimus.
Stuff. Anyway, but another moderator they have is Rick Duncan and Barbara and all those people.
Yes.
They run a great page over there. Okay. Just to tell you, coming up later this hour, we're going to have a pre-recorded interview with Robert Diaz, and he is with the El Paso County Historical Society.
Yeah.
And the society, just to let you know, the society was formed in 1954, and they're still going strong over there, and they also have a Hall of Honor banquet coming up.
Yes, they do.
And they've had 59 years of that.
Yes.
59 years of Hall of Honor.
Years.
And my father actually was one of those honorees at one point back in the history, so it's an interesting thing to do. Okay, talking about the history we have here of the Tarahumara Indians and also what has happened with their goods that come into El Paso. They go from Mission Del Rey, which was the name of the mission in Mexico, and now we have Mission Del Rey Southwest, a store here that sells a bunch of their stuff.
And the organization that helps is the Helping Hands,
and we have Craig Chambers sitting here.
I'm here.
And you were, what was the name of the organization that you'd used? The Helping Hands, you called it?
We called it our Helping Hands program. And the idea was that we would take and trade with the handcrafts and then help them to create a little economy down there.
It seemed to work quite well.
It worked really well. And a lot of people, you know, we didn't work only with the Tarahumaras, but we worked with everyone down there. And a lot of people began to do a lot better because people here cared enough to buy some of those products. So, and we used to send out letters, and then as we got into the internet later on, we would send out emails and let people know that, hey, we really appreciate you doing this and helping, and it helps a lot of people when you buy this stuff.
And so you got a whole store of this, a warehouse, actually, because you created an internet warehouse so you could fulfill the orders.
Right.
And what you've done recently with our help and whoever else you got a hold of is to put people into the store from El Paso.
Right.
And so what you think is a good idea, now we have the holiday season coming up, is to have people who are coming into town visiting to go check this place out.
Yeah, they really should come because it's a unique opportunity. I mentioned our friends at El Paso Saddle Blanket before. We feature El Paso Saddle Blanket products. One of the things that happened to us as we began to work with the Tarahumara and bring in these products and began to sell them, our desire was to be financially self-sufficient. So we had to make enough to live on as well as help the people. And we found out with just the Native American crafts from Mexico, there just wasn't enough money to do it all. So we began to look for other ways. And when we moved back up to this side of the border, we began to work with the Apache and the Tigua and several other tribes around the Southwest, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. And so we brought in more of those products. But it still wasn't enough to make a store out of. So we began to look for other products that we could supplement. And that's where we brought in all of the El Paso saddle blanket rugs and blankets and purses and totes.
Well, he turned off his store on the freeway.
Yeah,
they went distributor only.
Yeah, they're still going strong, but they closed that retail store, and we couldn't believe it. You know, when they did that, because whenever our family or friends would come to town, we always went down there because it was a great place to find Southwest stuff.
And now you need to go to Mission Del Rey, which is basically the intersection of Pelicano and Lee Trevino. The actual address is
1421 Lee North Trevino. Lee Trevino, but here's the problem.
That's a U-turn to make that turn. Yeah. Don't do it. Just go to Pelicano.
If you put in your GPS, 1421 Lee Trevino, you'll end up at the front row of business and say, well, here we are, and they're not
where
here.
Where are they?
They're in the back.
The third building back. We have a big warehouse building back behind
And the easiest way to get there is on Pelicano.
Off Pelicano.
Okay, there's an interesting addition to our program right now, and a gentleman by the name of Art Turpey. Good morning, Art.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Good morning. Welcome here, dude. And Marilyn's here as well, but you don't have to say anything, okay? Fair enough. But Art Turpey, just to give you some background,
like,
Art went to your store yesterday, Craig, and the idea was Art was coming to visit El Paso back for a reunion. Which high school are you in?
Andrus.
And this is the 50th?
50th, yeah.
And you admit that?
Well, yeah.
He doesn't look that old.
No, he doesn't, but I'm having a 50th over here at Austin the same couple of weeks from now. But Art, you're back in town looking at stuff, and you said you want to come see the radio show, so that's easy. Here you are. But I said, by the way, the guest is going to be a guy who has a store. So you went out there yesterday. What do you think of the place?
It
better be good, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Now, we had some friends with us as well from California, so we were doing a Remember El Paso tour of our own here. And after we had lunch with you at Amigos, we drove out there yesterday afternoon, and it was a little bit difficult to find, as everybody said. But we went in and walked in, and it was just it's a store, but it does look like a warehouse sort of, and everything is just neat, orderly
shelves
and rows. And we just walked through there looking at it, and the blankets, the I saw some baskets like you've got here, all kinds of crafts. I mean, it's just, I don't know how many square feet it is, but we just wandered and wandered and wandered.
And then you cried into buying a couple of things, right?
Yeah, the group we were with bought some. We had a thank you. We had a $20 off coupon. And
by listening to this radio show.
By listening to this radio
show.
And
anybody can
get
one by coming to Pepe's.
Pepe's today, by the way, a $20 gift certificate. Anybody walks in, it'd be nice if you ate lunch there, but it may be a little crowded the way we're doing this. Pepe's today, 6761 Donovan. Walk in. This man, Craig Chambers, will give you a $20 certificate just for showing up.
Yeah, just like a $20 bill. Come on over and see the store.
You can't buy stuff at Pepe's with this certificate.
But it'll work at Mission
Del
Rey.
It'll work at Mission Del Rey over on the other side of town. So I'm trying to get all of our sponsors tuned into the same thing. We'll see how it works today. So, Art, you went through the store, and have you ever been through a store like this?
No, it was pretty amazing. Being from the Southwest, I'm familiar with looking at all the Indian blankets and rugs and stuff like that. But, I mean, there were just thousands of things in there.
Unusual stuff. The little metal trains. I mean, you have artifacts and stuff, that war weapons that are replicas from Indians and bows and arrows. And, God, and what would you say you had when you say to people, Craig?
Well, we started with the Tarahumara, so we still have their things. But then we also have our themes are kind of Southwestern, which would be like Native American, Western, rustic, home decor, and now souvenirs. Because something we didn't realize was going to happen was that all of these people that come through town that are visiting friends and family, they want to find things to take back. And so we have a lot of El Paso-themed items, Texas-themed items, a lot of stuff that's just inexpensive and some stuff that's really nice and kind of expensive. But if you come in and spend some time look around, the more you look, the more you'll find.
Also, you're online and you can see stuff there as
well.
Yeah,
you can get a good taste of what we have by looking online. It's missiondelrey.com. Ray is R-E-Y.com. But not everything that's in the store is online. So you really got to come to the store to see it all.
So, Art, you had a good time out there.
Yeah, we did. It was really interesting. And, I mean, you could probably go in there and probably walk around for at least an hour if, you know, just browsing.
It's interesting stuff. Really. And we have a few samples here when Melissa gets a picture up. Also, another caller's coming in on line three, Shelley. We're going to go to line one and Helen. Helen, what's on your mind this morning?
Yes, sir. I listen to your show pretty much on Saturdays as I'm running my errands, and I love it.
Thank you.
But I have a question for the gentleman that works with the Tarahumaras.
Craig.
Not to get political or anything. I don't want to put him on the spot. But I was wondering if the drug cartels have affected the Indians. And I remember hearing years ago that the Mexican government itself was not very nice, you could say, to this group of indigenous people. I was just kind of curious about that. And if he, and I respect, you know, if he doesn't want to get too political.
He knows how to dance around this. Let's see what happens here.
Sure, no problem. Well, I'll tell you what I know, and that is that the things that happened between the drug cartels with the violence and all affected everyone, not just the Tarahumara. But like we were talking about before with the train coming down and the tourism, that's really a big source of income for them. So when the people were scared to go down, then there was nobody to buy the stuff. And so then it did affect the Tarahumara that way for sure. And what was the second part of the question?
Well, how did the cartels affect any of this stuff?
Yeah. I think, in our area, I think it was mostly just people were afraid and people didn't want to go there anymore. And so that affected the economy of everyone. And all the little shops and stores and restaurants, a lot of them closed up, went out of business. The Tarahumara, of course, went hungrier, you know, that kind of thing.
Helen, there you go. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
You
thanks
take
for
it
calling.
Easy. By the way, the special today is rolled tacos at Pepe's. I'm going to go out there and get me an order of that stuff here. What that means is it's a $6 event today. Normally, whatever's on the menu, it becomes $6. So we picked rolled tacos today, and Craig Chambers sitting here. Yeah, well, see, Sergio, the man down there with all those people, he never gets to go get this stuff.
I know,
here.
He's trapped in here.
We do occasionally slip him a coupon, and he manages to take care of that. But in the meantime, he was always glued to that chair in there. But the thing is, today's the day to go out there and get a $20 gift certificate between 12:30. You can make it by 12:30.
Yeah, 12:30 and 2, right?
Yeah.
That'll be our time.
90 minutes out there, walk in, get yourself a certificate, put it in your pocket, go across town either later today or Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, 9
and
to
be
5.
Be thinking, you know what I realized today? 60 shopping days until Christmas.
Oh, don't remind me.
And so it's a... It might be worth coming and taking a look. You might find something you like for a
special there's no question.
Person.
No matter who you're shopping for, there's something in that store.
You know, we have pottery and jewelry and hand-woven rugs and all the cool stuff.
Well, you haven't really talked about the jewelry because that's something you've now made a whole little store within the store. What's in there?
Well, we like to feature authentic Native American handcrafts. So everything in what we call our jewelry room is all Native American made. It's mostly Navajo and Zuni from northern New Mexico. But it's sterling silver and turquoise, red coral, all the things that are traditional to southwestern jewelry. So if you like silver jewelry, Native American stuff, you're going to love this because there's a good selection of rings and pendants, and earrings are probably the number one seller. Women like those. But there's big silver cuffs for men and things like that. So,
well, you do have the blankets as well.
And we have, we have all kinds of blankets. People come in and say, do you have blankets? And we say, well, let me show you. And then we have a whole row that's just stacked full of all different kinds.
And you
of
turn
blankets.
Down an aisle, and all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of more stuff down there. It's amazing. Art, what was your thoughts when you first walked in there? Was it what we had promoted to you?
But there's incredible selection. And, you know, looking at the blankets and stuff like that and just, you know, shopping around. It looked like really, you know, you go into some souvenir stores or something like that, and it's just, you know, junky. And this looked really quality kind of stuff. And, I mean, it's bright colors. And
isn't that unusual to hear how this store got started?
Yeah.
I've never heard anything like this before. And we appreciate you being an advertiser. Thank you for that. Hope it works out for you today. And, again, people going out to Pepe's, go out by lunch. I mean, it's good stuff out there.
I'm going to try the rolled tacos.
You should.
Because the other day I got the enchiladas. They were awesome.
Yes.
I think the rolled tacos sound pretty good.
It's excellent out there. And just so now to switch gears slightly, Art and I in Maryland, we went to Amigos yesterday.
I haven't gotten to try
that.
We're
going to have
to
do that. Well, Art, what are your thoughts? You're the out-of-town former Mexican food all the time eater. Now you got some this week.
Well, we thought it was really good. I had the chili rellenos because you can't get those in Pennsylvania. So
you can't get Mexican food in Pennsylvania, can you?
Not good.
Yeah,
Mexican
you can.
Food.
They call it that, but that's not what it is.
It's a little bit different. But you know, there's some places up there that are fairly good. We thought, and then we came back to El Paso this week, and there's just really no comparison.
Well, the guy who runs the place is named Hookie. I call him Captain Hookie. And it's Hookie Apodaca, and he runs that place. And it's a great, great place for food. It's right in central El Paso, a block off of Montana.
Yeah.
And it's a 2000 Montana. It's a block off of Cotton, I mean, on Montana. What did I say? Whatever. Go down there and find it. You found it.
Yeah.
It was
easy
enough. And also, you toured the McGoffin home yesterday morning.
Yes, we did.
How about that for an experience you never knew about when you were a kid?
Yeah, that's the problem. We didn't know about any of this stuff when we lived here. We got a tour, and we threw your name out, and they gave us a special deluxe tour.
It showed you out the back door, right?
Yeah.
So be it.
Him.
It was pretty amazing to think that was there, and we never really knew about it. You know, we knew McGoffin School.
The name.
The name, yeah.
But now you go down and delve into the history. Craig, you may or may not have been down there either.
No,
you
I
You need
never
to go to McGoffin.
Oh, yeah, McGoffin
check
home
that
something
out.
Else, yeah.
That's
you know, I'm relatively new to El Paso.
That's what I figured.
And all I do is work.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll help you be a tourist here.
Okay, good.
And we get this guy from out of town, Pennsylvania, who used to live here.
Yeah,
and now he's
come
telling
and tell us where to go in our own town.
Oh, you
right?
need to go at Christmas time. They really dress it up really pretty for Christmas.
I'll do that.
And we've got him booked on the radio program already to talk about that. A lot going on here in El Paso. We got to take a break here, but you do have some trivia questions on the way.
Yes, we do.
And this is something that we're going to cover big time in the end of the program. However, we did mention this earlier in this hour.
Yes, we did.
What is it?
Okay, the first question I have is Mission Del Rey is still an active mission, and their program, Helping Hands, helps who? And this is a multiple choice question. Okay, so like I said, they're
read the question again.
I don't. Mission Del Rey is still an active mission, and their program is Helping Hands. And who does it help? A, endangered desert tortoise, indigenous Indian families, or C, endangered UTEP cheerleading squads.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's the turtles.
I know which one it is. Don't give her any help. Good going.
Okay. And then the second one is the El Paso County Historical Society was formed in what year?
I know that because my grandmother was one of the farmers.
Well, that's
can you
right.
imagine that history?
Jeez.
Okay,
so
those are the questions. What year was the Historical Society was formed?
Right, and Mission Del Rey helps what group? Desert tortoises, endangered Indian families, or the endangered UTEP cheerleading squads?
That might be that one. I'm not sure. But they can get this. And what do they get?
That's right. Forgot. They get a $20. The first correct caller gets a chance at a $20 gift certificate to Amigos. Or a $20 gift certificate to Mission Del Rey Southwest. And that's it.
Okay, but callers are already coming in.
That's
we
right.
didn't give out the number. Go ahead and give it out.
Call us at 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
You knew I was going to do that.
My headache is like just
going. Oh, now you got a bigger one. Well, that's a drum that Craig brought in. We haven't talked about the drum. We'll get
Bernie,
to that in a minute.
Help me.
Oh, dear. Well, somebody help her. November 2nd, coming up next week, former Mayor Ray Caballero is on the program. He's going to tell us about his new book called McCarthyism versus Clinton Jinx. Do you know what that is? That is a bizarre, huge, major trial in El Paso in the 1940s. The book explains the historical...
Oh, so it's not Bill Clinton.
Clinton Jinx. He's a J-E-N-C-K-S. Anyway, that's the book that he wrote. And the event covers a whole lot of historical and cultural levels that really shook up America a bit. It came out of El Paso. Hour two that day, we're going to have our guest Judge Bill Moody in the studio, and he's going to describe the judge that was on the Jinx trial, and that was R. Ewing Thomason. The name Thomason all over El Paso. And he was actually El Paso's most famous judge.
Legal day.
Thomason, not Moody. Moody's becoming famous, though.
Oh, he's good. Yeah.
November 9th, retired state's Representative Joe Pickett is our guest.
Oh, he's coming in.
He's coming in here. We have his history of legislation in Austin on behalf of El Paso and what he recalls as significant to our history. And he's also made a lot of El Paso history himself.
Yeah.
Talk about all that. November 16th, Troy Ainsworth coming in, talking about the Chost Design building at an old country club in Las Cruces that someone's trying to tear down. We'll see about that. November 23rd, Cindy Medina is back with an untold story about an El Pasoans named Tommy and Vincent Rascon. They were a wrestler. One was a sergeant. Different stuff, different story you never heard. And we'll hear about all that stuff coming up here. So what do you got?
Oh, am I supposed to have something?
Well, you don't have to.
I'm sitting here playing with my phone.
I have Kim on hold.
One more thing. All I have to do is talk about Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th. This is about Proposition 5, the sporting goods taxes to support state parks and historical sites. Get out there. Proposition 5 is going to help on a tax basis that'll come from sporting good buys, help support your parks, your parks in Texas, as well as the Texas Historical Commission to protect natural areas, water quality, and history by acquiring and managing and improving state local parks with your tax dollars
Read them carefully because the propositions are oddly worded this year, like they often are.
They always are.
Oh, dear. Okay, we got Kim on the phone, 544-5876. We do have a line open if you want to get involved in this. And Kim, we've got. Good morning. Hello, Kim.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm fine.
Better now that you're here. What's up?
Okay. So,
whatever you're doing, turn that down. Kim, turn down whatever that was in the background, okay?
There we go.
Okay, there we go.
You listen to some other station?
No,
you can't do that.
She had music going.
Okay.
I'll get my
drum out again. Go.
Okay, Mission Del Rey still has active missions, and their program Helping Hands helps who? Tortoises, Indian families, or endangered UTEP cheerleading squads?
Oh,
which one of those?
Go out on a limb here and say Indian family?
I think so. You sure it wasn't those cheerleaders, huh?
I want to keep this drum here all the time.
I don't think they're in danger.
Okay, well then, you have a choice of a $20 gift certificate to Amigos or to our guest here today, Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Will we give her one of these baskets or something if you want?
Oh, yeah, we have baskets.
There was a basket
too.
We put a picture on Facebook. We don't have a picture yet from today.
That's why I say I was playing my phone.
But the one on Facebook, if you want that basket, that's also within your grasp.
Or you can use the $20 from a Mission Del Rey Southwest gift certificate and buy what you want.
There you go. Pick one, Kim.
You know what? I think we'll go with Amigos.
Okay.
Amigos!
Got a bunch of
at
hungry
at this time of day,
today.
It's hard not to take the food. It really is.
Have
you been down there?
Go with the food.
Have you been down there, Kim?
To Amigos? I have not.
You need to go.
No.
It's the green building with free parking. It's a block off of Cotton. And it's on Montana 2020 or something. 2000. 2000.
Yes.
Put a 2 in there.
One block
and
east
you'll
go of
there.
Cotton.
All right. Well, thanks for playing. Anything else on your mind?
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate what you guys do.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on. Now, hold on. Don't give
on.
Up. A young woman by the name of Shelley will come talk to you about how to get the certificate. And there you go. And there she is. Ah, bye. Okay. Moving on to, Sergio, do we need to do another commercial? Before we do that, Craig, tell a quick story here about why this drum. is important.
Okay. Well, I don't know how much time we have, so I'll give you the high points,
yeah.
And then we'll come back to it if you want to. But during Holy Week, they call it Semana Santa, the week leading up to Easter.
Okay.
The Tarahumara Indians are world famous, not only for that foot running, like we talked about, but also for their Semana Santa ceremony and these drums. And they'll begin on about Thursday, the week before, and they'll have drums like this one's about a 24-inch drum made out of a pine wood ring with goat hides stretched on both sides. And they'll begin to pound those up in the mountains, and you can literally hear those echoing through the canyons and mountains for miles. And they'll use those to kind of an alarm, not an alarm, but...
communication?
Yeah, a communication to welcome, to tell people how to come on in and to gather the people.
And Melissa thinks they're great for headaches.
They're wonderful.
They'll give you a headache. But, you know, we may not have time today, but if you would like to learn about the Tarahumara, look up the Semana Santa. It's an incredible ceremony.
Spell the first part of that.
Semana.
S-E-M-A-N-A.
Okay. Santa, which is week in Spanish.
Week. Holy Week, Week Holy.
You look at it up in English, too.
But they dress, well, you know, we didn't talk about their dress, but the women dress in these beautiful big dresses with a lot of pleats and wear various different skirts, different layers. The guys wear kind of like a wrapped loincloth kind of a thing with a bloused shirt, and they'll have colorful, you know, headbands and things anyway. But for Semana Santa, they really go all out, and they have a portrayal of the battle, the struggle between good and evil. The evil guys will be all painted in white or polka dotted with white. And
that's what the Matachinas do.
Yeah, those are the Chibochis. They represent evil.
Okay, all right. So that's what the drum is part of. And you have these at your store.
We have those.
All right, we need to take a break here and come back and talk some more about that. In fact, we're going to let these guys go early because they got to get out to Pepe's, Craig does, and see what's going on out there. In the meantime, we'll take one more break and come back in just a moment.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Where's Crawford?
At the Monster Sales Event at Crawford Buick GMC. And it's gigantic.
Only at the airport location, Montana and Airway.
Monstrous savings.
A new 2019 Buick Encore for $18,777.
A new 2018 GMC Sierra for $12,000 off.
Was that $12,000 off?
Yes, and even more markdowns. $5,000, $7,000, $10,000.
Scare up the new Buick or GMC car, truck, or SUV that you've been dreaming of with prices so low, the competition is having nightmares.
The Monster Sales Event at Crawford Buick GMC. Monstrous savings.
Montana and Airway. Let's go.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-6131. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-6131. That's 1-800-900-6131. 1-800-900-6131.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text PROUD to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text PROUD to 79645. That's PROUD to 79645.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
And now, let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History, with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson here talking to you about This Week Only in El Paso, Inc.
Inside the $50 million Texas-sized development coming to central El Paso.
Also in the Inc., too much work and not enough workers. Why some El Paso companies are facing a labor shortage.
Honor your ancestors on Dia de los Muertos with our guide to the colorful Borderland events.
El Paso's Business Journal, El Paso Inc., is available for home or business delivery.
To read El Paso Inc. and to order your subscription, go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, CBD oil shops are popping up all over El Paso. Josel Sainz talks about its legality in Texas and how many stores are now carrying CBD oil, which is promoted as a cure for several ailments like aches and pains.
Guest host Saul Sainz talks with shop owners about the safety of CBD oil for humans and pets Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. right after the news.
Craig Chambers, we got you here for about another minute. You're going to run out to Pepe's.
Yes, I'm going to be there.
And what you're going to do is give away a gift certificate to anybody who walks in between 12:30.
Anybody that comes in, we'll give them that gift certificate to take back over to the store anytime they want. We also are going to have a display of some of these artifacts that we talked about today if they want to come by and see them. And we'll have a few of them out there for sale, and we're going to put it half price.
Can I bring the drum out there, or is that something you're going to have to take with you? You're going to have to keep the drum.
I'll keep the drum away from him.
Yeah, take it.
Wendy will approve of that also.
I'm sure she will. Also, I want to thank Art Turpie and Marilyn for coming and sitting with us on the show. We're going to go now, and we'll see you out at Pepe's.
I'll be there. Roll tacos.
And we're going to let you go now so you can get out there and get ready.
Thank you very much.
So, okay, we're going to have now that interview we had with the El Paso County Historical Society and Robert Diaz.
Well, we're talking with Robert Diaz with the El Paso County Historical Society, and you're the immediate past president?
That is correct. I served last year as president.
So what is the El Paso County Historical Society?
Well, we are a nonprofit organization founded in 1954. A number of concerned El Pasoans at that time who thought we were losing our history came together. They wanted to make sure that it was preserved, that it was shared. And that's been our mission for the last 65 years. But the El Paso County Historical Society, which is currently located at the Burgess House in Sunset Heights, hasn't always been located at that headquarters. We were in a drawer in the El Paso Public Library at one point. We were at Radford School. We were connected with the Cavalry Museum. But we've been lucky enough to be in the Burgess House for the last 33 years.
This so what's, what is Burgess House?
So the Burgess House was built in 1912 for Richard F. Burgess. He was a civic leader here in El Paso. He was responsible for drafting our first city charter. He was a big part of the reform movement that tried to get us away from some of this, you know, the more shady aspects of our past here in El Paso, and try to bring in more reforms during the progressive era in the 1920s and 30s.
Well, back in the day, there was Utah Street turned into Mesa Street.
Of course.
That was the red light district.
And absolutely.
This organization, plus I guess the Women's Club, had a bit to do with it as well. Everyone's organizing to turn it into a civilization.
Sure.
And Burgess was one of those. So the El Paso County Historical Society is a long-standing part of the community.
Right.
And how many members are there?
There are about 400 members right now.
And you could use some more.
Always, always.
And you could go online to get involved in that?
Yes, elpasohistory.com, and, you know, right on our front page, you'll see how to become a member.
Excellent. Well, one of the main things I know is done at the Historical Society is called the Hall of Honor. What is that?
The Hall of Honor is an event that we've put on. This is going to be our 59th year. So 59 years in a row, we have honored anywhere between 2 and 4 El Pasoans, living and deceased, who have contributed to El Paso's rich history in a number of different ways. So the people who have been honored, it's not that they've been historians necessarily. We've honored people like Dr. Diana Natalicio in recent years, Tom Lee, Mabel Welsh, the architect, Henry Trost. This year, we have 4 incredible nominees, or excuse me, honorees, I should say, who we are incredibly honored to award. And so we have Ron Dawson this year, Betty Moore McGuire, Fred Morton, and John Peake.
Give me a line or two on each one of those. Ron Dawson, sure, was in the trolley cars, I know that.
Absolutely. I mean, Ron Dawson, you know, we talk a lot about the streetcar restoration that's just taken place recently, but Ron Dawson, before he passed away, was part of that effort to resurrect the streetcars. He was instrumental in guiding the city and interested individuals in the history of these streetcars. You know, he served as the historian for the El Paso Railroad Museum for a time, and, you know, just a wealth of knowledge when it came to streetcar history.
And these are the streetcars that lived in the desert at the airport, right?
That's right, that's right.
And they were put back together. They're running around El Paso now.
Exactly. And Ron Dawson was instrumental in that. And, you know, I feel like he doesn't get enough credit for it these days. But we're happy to honor him and to highlight, you know, this aspect of streetcar history as well.
So we're talking about the Hall of Honor dinner, and that's at what location this year?
Yeah, so the Hall of Honor dinner is at the Doubletree Hotel, 600 North El Paso Street. We, you know, the last few years we've had it at the Country Club, great spot, but this year we're moving it to downtown just to change things up a little bit. November 15th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Plates are $100 per person, but, you know, it's a great event to honor these individuals, and the money goes back to the Historical Society because it is a fundraiser for us as well.
Yeah, it's a donation as well.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Ron Dawson and McGuire, she was...
Betty McGuire, so one of the driving forces of the Lee Moore and Beulah Moore home, the children's home. You know, not only that, she has been a driving force at the War Eagles Air Museum in Santa Teresa. She is highly responsible for organizing donations to Save the Plaza Theater. So she's been an all-around asset to this community for many, many years.
And just two more.
Two more. We've got John Peake, who, you know, today his name may not be remembered, but John Peake was one of the first undertakers here in El Paso. He was brought here during the Mexican Revolution to bury American dead after Villa's raid.
A lot of business then.
A lot of business then, absolutely. And so he was responsible for that. He co-founded Peake Hagedin, which eventually became Harding and Knorr Funeral Home. He was one of the first people to go into Carlsbad Caverns before it was ever designated a national park, in a basket with an individual named John White.
Oh, my.
You know, certainly no paved ramps or elevators like there are
he
now.
He gets the Explorer Award.
Exactly.
Oh, my.
Exactly. And then we have Fred Morton, who was one of the youngest U.S. Attorneys, assistant U.S. attorneys here when he was appointed, served as the president of the El Paso Bar Association, just one of the most respected attorneys in town. So, you know, one of the great things about the Hall of Honor is that we recognize people who have, you know, what I'll call obvious connections to El Paso history, like Ron Dawson in the streetcar history. But, you know, you have people like Betty McGuire and Fred Morton and even John Peake, who have contributed to El Paso's rich history in their different functions as philanthropists or attorneys or business people, just serving the community as a whole.
It's a wide definition.
Absolutely.
And so how does someone get nominated?
So all you have to do is, you know, every year we put out a call for nominations, but we take nominations all year round. So you can contact us through email, epchs@elpasohistory.com, or you can call us 915-533-3603, and we can send you an application form. And the application's very simple. You fill out some basic, you know, biographical information, and then provide us with a detailed biography of the individual, along with letters of recommendation if you'd like, anything that you feel will support the application. And then a committee gets together, usually in midsummer, to discuss, and then we make our decisions from there. So,
why should somebody join the El Paso County Historical Society?
That's a great question. So the thing to keep in mind is that as a nonprofit, we are not funded by any governmental entity. We are a community service, and as such, we rely on funds from the community to keep our doors open. We have an archive of over 25,000 items pertaining to El Paso history. We are located in the historic Burgess House, which is a Texas historic landmark, and it's located in historic Sunset Heights.
You have an historic tree out here.
We have a historic tree, which is over 100 years old.
And it's designated a historic oak of some kind, right?
That's correct. That's A&M, Texas A&M, has designated it on their forestry website as a historic tree of Texas. And we're here for the community. That's what we do. Nobody, me, the other volunteer staff involved, none of us get paid for what we do. We all are here because we love El Paso history and we love sharing El Paso history. But it is with community contributions, donations, memberships that we stay open. Without that, it's very difficult to do the work we do.
And you will take corporate sponsors.
All the time.
That's a donation, yes, by the way.
Absolutely, absolutely.
There's a list on the website of quite a few.
Yes, yes. We have about 23, I believe, at the moment, corporate members from all over the community.
And on the member side of your website, there's interesting things to poke around there.